So hello guys, welcome to Learning Stock Market with Venkatesh. I am your host Venkatesh on this podcast show. So what we are going to do in this podcast, we are just going to discuss about a lot of investing concepts which are not discussed very deeply. And if you are having doubts, anything, you can just ask me on this podcast by sending your voice messages. So this channel is only created for all of you guys, because I just want to discuss all the concepts of investing. I just want to clear all the basic concept of investing. If you are having any doubt, you can just listen to my podcast, because I am just going to put a lot of content on this podcast. Okay, so if you just follow my podcast, you are going to, I'm sure your knowledge would be like, it's going to increase for sure. I'm just giving guarantee to you, all of you, that if you listen to my podcast, you're going to get very 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 big knowledge, or very large amount of knowledge. Okay, and if you're thinking I'm adding your value to your life, then just subscribe to my podcast. Okay guys, so thank you so much guys. So let's start today's podcast. So guys, today I'm going to discuss, or say today we are going to learn about the first lesson, which Warren Buffett learned in his early days. Right now I'm reading the book The Warren Buffett Way by Robert Hagstrom. The book is very good. I am learning about Warren Buffett, how he did all his analysis, when he started, all these things are given in this book. The book is very good book. So there is lesson which an 11 year old Warren Buffett learned. So I'm just going to share with all of you what was that lesson. Okay, so when the Buffett was learning about the stock market in his early days, at the age of suppose say 9 year 10 year, he decided, after doing all of his analysis, he just decided to buy a share of a company. The company's name was City Service Preferred. The share was also favorite of his own father, so he decided to buy the stock. So he and his sister decided to buy 3 stocks. Okay, so the stock was around something 38 or the $37. They bought 3 shares for 115. Okay, $115, they bought 3 shares each of them. But after buying this share and all, after some days in the summer the stock market declined by 30%. Okay, or no, sorry, the stock market started to decline, because we know the stock market cycle always continues. It goes up, down, up, down, up, down. In the declining part, his stock also suffered a loss of 30%. Okay, so Buffett was intention, yeah, what should I do. And after that, when the stock market again bounced back, it was going up, his stock was first got hit and now he's seeing some profit on his shares. So what he did, he sold shares for merely a $5 profit per share. So he would have been sold the stock for $43-$44, something in between that. So what is the lesson in between? Okay, after some time he saw the same share for the price of $202. Okay, when he calculated all what would have been his earnings, it came out to be $492. Okay, So what is the lesson? Okay, yeah, what is the lesson? The main lesson is, if we are very very confident about our analysis, we should not focus on market swings. Market always going to go up and down. So we should not focus on the temporary market movement. We should always focus on long term. Okay, so what is the lesson? See, the Warren Buffett, the amount he invested, $115, this was the savings of his 5 years. By saving all of the money, he saved something $115. Okay, if he continues to do that, it would take around 5 years to make that $492. Okay, which he just couldn't made because of some market movements. Okay, so one of the valuable lessons which Warren Buffett has taught is never just focus on market swings. just focus on your analysis. You shouldn't be afraid of market movements. If your analysis is right, if your stock is good, it's going to make money no matter what. If the company's fundamentals are good, then surely you are going to make money. Just don't focus on short-term swings. Okay guys, thank you so much. If you are liking my content, just subscribe to my podcast and stay tuned for the next one. Okay guys, thank you. Bye for now.